guys, and welcome to the Everything Action Cast Chuckasode number one. Due to my recent relocation of apartmental units, I am without internet at the moment, so I'm phoning these in, as they say. Midweek, well, I suppose it's the beginning of the week, between our Everything Action episodes, until I get internet, I'm going to be doing little mini Chuckasodes. Just my movies I've been watching lately, movies to look out for, and since I write the Everything Action Cast action adventure classics, and I've been slipping on those, I figured I'd suggest a classic movie for you guys to check out in every Chuckasode. So let's get started here. I'm not going to drag my butt anymore. First of all, looking at my my movie tickets, my movie stubs. Last two movies I saw since the last time I was on the Everything Action Cast, you'd be looking at... Wow. Totally blanked. All right, here we go. You'd be looking at... first off, I saw Iron Man 2, and it was just as awesome as everybody said it was going to be. Though I do have to note that most of the critics that were looking at the movie did not say it was very good. They gave it 2.5 stars, which I think is complete bullshit, because that movie was fucking awesome. You know, War Machine was in it, Black Widow was in it, which was one of my issues. They never actually called her Black Widow, which is kind of sad, but I'm hoping they'll go more into her backstory, maybe next Iron Man, or give her own spinoff, because I know they've been talking about that. Sammy Jackson's got like a 10-movie deal with Marvel right now or some shit, so it's quite possible that we're going to see Miss Romanoff again. But yeah, a lot of complaints were that the cast was so star-studded that people were getting, you know, wowed into ignoring the actual movie itself because of all the famous people. I think it's bullshit. All the people played their parts perfectly. There was the same witty repertoire that, or rapport, I should say. Repertoire, my ass. Rapport. As the first movie, though I think it was a new writer. Stark was charming, Stark was dying, Stark was haunted, and then Stark was a hero. And that's what we look for. It's fantastic. I enjoyed it. My friends I went and saw it with enjoyed it. The whole theater I was with enjoyed it. I saw it opening weekend on that Sunday there, right midday, so there weren't a whole lot of people, but the theater was still packed. So yeah, Iron Man 2, I give it 4 thumbs up out of, well, you're already way past thumbs up, so we'll just go with 4 thumbs up. Check it out if you get a chance. Either go see it in the theaters, which I think is a must just because of the soundtrack, which AC/DC has not played out, you fucking critic. I'm not going to say which critic, but someone said that, oh, I know, it's off of a another movie blog website. They said AC/DC was played out, so fuck them in the head with a crowbar. Actually, that's too violent. Fuck them in the head with a sausage. There we go. That's better. AC/DC rocks. They didn't overuse them in there. There were actually some pretty good other groups and songs in the movie. Thought they did well. And but what I'm saying is the soundtrack for the effects and shit were pretty great. So unless you have an awesome theater in your basement, check it out in the theaters. The second movie I saw recently was How to Train Your Dragon. And I honestly can't say enough about this movie. I'm going to give it 5 thumbs up right off the bat. How to Train Your Dragon, it's charming, it's sweet, it's a kid's movie, but when I went, it was all adults in the theater. Me and another couple of dude friends of mine from the city, all about my same age, which, you know, we're action guys. Fucking action movies, bullets, explosions. Went and saw this kid become friends with a dragon, and it was fucking awesome. It, you know, it had feeling, it had... Amazing animation. I almost got like seasick. Well, I guess I wouldn't be sick. Airsick. Watching some of the scenes with the dragon flying and the people on it reminded me a lot of Top Gun, dude. Just watching these dragons dogfight and shit. It was absolutely amazing how they animated this. And the voice acting was cast perfectly, first of all. Second of all, you know, you could recognize some of the voices. So it was quite funny just seeing all the Viking teenagers just recognizing their voices. I mean, you got... obviously Jonah Hill's in there, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, I guess is how you say his name. I always forget how to say his last name, but, you know, from Kick-Ass, Red Mist. Jay Bruchnell, America Ferrera, Gerard Butler is absolutely awesome, and they make his character move so realistically, it's creepy. And Craig Ferguson is just hilarious. So, check it out for the Scottish, the English, and the American actors all around. And yeah, like I said, great visuals, great sounds, charming actors, great voice acting, and even better animation to the voice acting. And Toothless the Dragon is just something you're going to want to take home and tuck under your bed and play with when no one's watching. So, yeah, How to Train Your Dragon, 5 thumbs up. So check out Iron Man and How to Train Your Dragon, definitely. Let's see, action-adventure classics. I know I've written about a couple of Jet Li movies, but I got one that's quite fantastic. I think I wrote about Defender last. This one's called Contract Killer, and it's about Jet Li as a hitman in, I believe, Hong Kong. And he's just starting out, you know, having a tough time, and ends up becoming friends with a con man, and kind of raises up in the world, goes in on this contract to kill the quote-unquote king of killers. It's got Jet Li when he's younger. It's got some amazing other Hong Kong actors that if you ever watch any Hong Kong action films, you'll recognize them right away. I'm drawing a blank on names. I can remember the faces exactly. Yeah, you'll totally recognize them. A couple of them are, I think, both of the other main famous actors are in Infernal Affairs, if you watch those films. Which, if you watch The Departed, you should watch Infernal Affairs, because that's what the Infernal Affairs series is what Departed is based off of. Departed stole Infernal Affairs script, and it made me sad. Even though they kind of gave a nod to it, still pissed me off a little. So yeah, check out Contract Killer. The last gunfight in the film is absolutely ridiculous. There's flashies, as I call them. You know what I'm talking about. There's katanas. There's broken glass. Stabbage in the butt. Comedy, action, multicultural. It's quite fantastic. So give that a check-see. And yeah, so I think that's just about it for me, Charlie, with your Chuckasode number one, flying straight out of Chicago. As always, check us out on everythingaction.com. You can check me out on the Action Adventure Classics. And yeah, look for your next Everything Action Cast episode coming this week sometime. And your next Everything Action Cast Chuckasode coming probably next weekend. Hope you all have a good week. Stay frosty, take care, and as always, don't fuck goats. They're people too. Cheers.